From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama signed his first major piece of legislation today, making it easier for victims of workplace discrimination to challenge their employers in court. The measure was cheered as a victory for women and families. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House East Room was packed for the president's first big signing ceremony. The vice president and first lady were there, along with a dozen or so top lawmakers. But the star of the show was Lilly Ledbetter, the Alabama grandmother who inspired the new law and who stood by the president's side as he signed it.
Now, Lilly Ledbetter did not set out to be a trailblazer or a household name. She was just a good hard worker who did her job, and she did it well for nearly two decades before discovering that for years she was paid less than her male colleagues for doing the very same work.
Ledbetter sued the Goodyear plant where she worked, but the Supreme Court rejected her claim, ruling that workers can only sue within 6 months of their first unequal paycheck. The new law reverses that decision. Mr. Obama, the law professor turned politician, said justice isn't about some abstract legal theory, but about people's daily lives. A festive crowd celebrated with orange and cranberry juice in the state dining room. While it won't help Ledbetter recover more than $200,000 in lost wages, she says the legislative victory is an even richer reward.
Your daughters and your granddaughters will have a better deal. That's what makes this fight worth fighting. That's what made this fight one we had to win.
As Mr. Obama signed the bill, he was surrounded by a beaming and bipartisan group of lawmakers, including the first female House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who battled her own glass ceiling during the primary. Mr. Obama gave one of the ceremonial pens to Ledbetter herself, saying the new law will help others get the justice she was denied. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.